Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 671, The Importance of Changing Mediums, Why We Need More Polymaths in the 21st Century, by Jeff Goines of goineswriter.com. And I am Dan, I am your host and narrator, and we're going to get right to it today as we optimize your life. The Importance of Changing Mediums, Why We Need More Polymaths in the 21st Century, by Jeff Goines of goineswriter.com. When Picasso got bored with painting things as they appeared, he began experimenting with colors and shapes, an endeavor he would pursue for the rest of his life. My grandfather loved Picasso. In his house were abstract oil paintings, attempts at mimicking the master. Because of these paintings, I always assumed Picasso just painted things a little weirdly, but that wasn't the case at all. By the age of 16, young Pablo had conquered the realist's palette. Nowhere is this more apparent than in his museum in Barcelona. There you can see the drawings and paintings a teenager did that look so real you can almost touch them. Leaving that museum, I had a newfound respect for the artist and man. Picasso learned the rules before he broke them, and as he got older, he needed a more creative challenge. Maybe we all do. The rise of the new polymath. During the Renaissance, if you had more than one craft, more than one way of doing things, you didn't have a bad brand or ADHD, as we might conclude today. You were a polymath. Leonardo da Vinci was a polymath, a painter, a sculptor, architect, and inventor. He was not content to stick to just one craft. In his latter years, he even designed war machines and torture devices for the King of France. That's like the Department of Defense calling up Georgia O'Keeffe during the Cold War, asking her to consult on developing thermonuclear weapons. It just wouldn't happen. Today, we don't praise what Emily Wapnick calls multi-potentialites. That is, people who have multiple skills they love and may not be comfortable doing only one of them for the rest of their lives. The trick, I think, in doing this effectively is to not try to do everything, but to give yourself freedom to focus on more than just one thing. Look at the areas that interest you and find common ground between them. In other words, don't be a jack of all trades. Become a master of some. How the past prepares you for the future. For 7 years, I worked a job at a nonprofit that in many ways felt like a distraction from my true calling. I wanted to be a writer, but instead spent my days managing people. I was learning new things, like how to use social media and email marketing to tell compelling stories, and I learned how to work with people, motivating them to reach a common goal. I also had to manage a budget and learn how to look at a spreadsheet. Now, as a full-time writer and business owner, not a day goes by that I don't use a skill I learned during that 7-year apprenticeship. I wouldn't have chosen this path, but I can see how everything I've done so far has prepared me for where I am today. And as I've grown more comfortable with writing, I've started dipping my toe into other mediums, like event planning. It's a little scary to do workshops and large-scale conferences, but I'm excited to learn a new form of artistic expression. The lesson? Our past can prepare us for our future if we learn to embrace our present and never stop growing. The work is never done. After Walt Disney mastered the animated short, he tackled full-length feature films. When he had sufficiently wowed his audiences with that medium, he began shooting nature films. It wasn't just the fantasy world that captivated him, it was the natural one. And then he began the project that would consume him until he died. When Disney got into the theme park business, he left behind movies almost entirely, letting others manage that side of the business. Occasionally, he would still peek in and see how things were going, but for the most part, his focus was on Disneyland. Now, Walt had what he'd always wanted, a project that would never be finished, something he could always tinker with. For a man who never got to be a boy, this was the ultimate dream, endless play. The great artists, it seems, get bored with just one medium. They don't want to be pigeonholed, no matter how successful they became. Just this weekend, I read about Jim Henson, the famous creator of the Muppets, and how he planned to build a series of theme park rides before his untimely death. It seems we are never done creating, never done working, never done expressing what we have to share with the world. the problem we face today. Too many writers don't take the time to understand technology. Too many musicians miss the boat on a basic business education. And too many educators don't pay attention to what's going on in the culture outside their institution. In our culture today, we are in desperate need of more polymaths. We need more Renaissance men and women. So where does that leave you? Probably a little confused. Here's my advice. 1. Don't long for a better life. Live the one you have. Wherever you are, missionary Jim Elliot once said, be all there. Making the most of your current reality is the best practice for what's to come. 2. Don't get stuck in a single pursuit. Create a body of work. Like Picasso, keep looking for other skills and interests you can develop that will complement your core. You never know where a new fascination might lead. And 3. Don't be afraid to change mediums. Keep trying new things. Sometimes the way we get to our best work is by quitting something else. As evidenced in the life of Walt Disney, there is power in the pivot. May you embrace multiple mediums and become your own version of a Renaissance man or woman. It just might be the most satisfying thing you do. You just listened to the post titled The Importance of Changing Mediums, Why We Need More Polymaths in the 21st Century by Jeff Goines of goineswriter.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Jeff, who you hear from quite a lot on this show. He is a super popular writer and the best-selling author of 5 books, including The Art of Work and Real Artists Don't Starve. On his site, you can hear his thoughts on writing, life, and creative work. So you're going to hear him narrated not just on this show, but across a few of our shows in our network. So if you're looking to share your work, but you're afraid of becoming the starving artist, his site is for you. Lots of great advice there. So come on and check it out at goineswriter.com. And thanks again to Jeff for letting us share his work. And that should do it for today. I thank you so much for being here with me, and I will see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.